It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We are thrilled because we have a returning guest. I'm trying to remember when Maxi Priest was last on with us. When was the last time that you were in Honolulu, my brother?
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah,
he's back.
You know better than I do.
They're at the Blue Note through Saturday night. It's always a lot of fun to see you guys when you're here. It all comes back to love. It's a new record. I'm All Right is the first jam from it featuring Shaggy. I was taking a look at the video. How far back do you go with Shaggy?
Long time. He actually came to me through a very good friend of mine who was his manager at the time. Robert Livingston and I used to sell records out of the back of a car in some small office about the size of the door.
And what city is that?
That was in London. And I had began to get successful in that. Went to the US to tour. Robert came up to me and he said, you know, he had this new cat called Shaggy as a DJ, and he thinks that he would be good on my stage, you know, to do some rapping and stuff like that for me, as you see kids outside there doing. So I said, hey, look, if you say so, bring him on, you know, because we go back so far. I came to the rehearsals, and from there we took him on the road. He was out on the road with me touring Brazil, and they put out the song Oh Carolina, that went straight into the charts in England. And I remember he came to me and he said, I got this song blowing up right now in England in the charts, and he'd like to go back and do Top of the Pops. We were in the middle of a tour, and I just kind of go, hey, you got to do your thing, kid, you know, wish you all the best. And the rest is history.
Video is kind of cool. If folks haven't seen the I'm All Right video, new video from Maxi Priest featuring Shaggy, you're doing some acting in that. It's a very dramatic beginning because it's radio too, and a lot of folks maybe haven't seen it. Share some memories of filming it and maybe describe what takes place in the video.
It just felt like a whole house party. We done the video in a bar in New York. Can't remember exactly the name of the bar. It was just like a whole club scene in the middle of the day.
That's this whole gangster thing. You guys are talking in the beginning. There's this threat. Somebody's going to come down there. It's like the Godfather or something. And then there's FBI guys chasing somebody through your concert.
Yeah. You know, we had a few different concepts about how to approach the song. There's various different meanings to the song. Right. You know, I don't really care what anybody wants to say. You know, I'm all right. I don't care what you do to me. I'm all right. And one of the producers of the video came up with this concept to say, well, then we want to do it like you guys are two gangsters and the cops are running after us. And we had probably done a move. We were hustling. We were doing our thing, you know. And that was really the concept of the first part of the video, and then just went into the song.
I love movies that end where you don't quite know what happened, and that's kind of how the video ends.
Yeah, because and that was deliberate as well, because it was like, even when you write songs, you gotta kind of leave a little space for
surprise,
imagination, right. I guess, and allow people to kind of run away with a groove and think of it how you wish to, how it affects you, how it works for you.
I love that. We leave some room for imagination, which is like how a lot of good books are. But you said another another phrase in there, which on a more serious note, and again, it's Maxi Priest, he's through Saturday night at the Blue Note, our very special guest today on the show. You were in Jamaica spending, it looks like, the holiday time there, and there was the Treasure Beach Angelfish Baskets. Now, these relate to fighting pollution, which is something, I guess, the entire world, we all are galvanized behind now.
Cool. And I'm really glad you mentioned that. I went there and I met up with one of the guys that participated in creating the idea for Jamaica. And I just truly loved the whole situation. It hit me the way that you just said, is that it affects all of us. People don't realize that throwing these plastic bottles and stuff like that, they disintegrate into small little molecules, and the fish eat it, and then we in return eat the fish. Now that's just kind of common sense, that we are hurting ourselves.
Not to mention all the animals along the way and the environment.
Absolutely, but at least if you can let somebody understand that you're affecting yourself.
Right, you're right, because different people get off on different parts of it.
Yeah, you know, because you know, if you're no longer here, then the fish or the animals ain't going to be affected anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was just a point to kind of let people kind of see that you are affecting yourself. Then maybe you can take some consideration for everybody else or everything else.
For the folks who haven't gone on your Facebook and your Twitter to see these, describe what these things are that I'm talking about. It was on Treasure Beach, angelfish baskets filled with plastic.
So basically, it's like metal casing made up in the shape of a fish, and then it's got its mouth open. You just throw all your plastic bottles in it, and it just helps to help the environment, the sea, and help ourselves.
It's a great thing you're putting that out there. There were also photos of your sister. One of the cool things about you, you come from a huge family. You are the eighth of nine kids. Do I have that right?
Eighth of nine, yeah.
If you go on Maxi Priest's social media, you see a lot of references to his children too. It's a very endearing side. For example, photos of your sister Rose tending her orchids. Where were those great photos taken?
In St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. I love my family. I love my brothers and sisters. And then the world to me is my extended family. So I love the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just about my immediate family. It's about all of us, you know. At the end of the day, we're human beings, and we're very fickle, you know, here today, gone tomorrow.
On that note, you guys, nine kids, growing up in Lewisham, am I saying it right?
Yeah, Lewisham.
Heart of London.
Southeast London, yeah.
Southeast London. So you're growing up there, and thinking of you and this incredible career you've had. You have children. You're constantly singing their praises and saying happy birthday to them on their social media. You have such a good life. When it started, you were in a church learning gospel music from your mom, and I gotta believe this has played a huge role in the cat that we have today and a lot of this messaging that you've offered throughout our interview.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think that every child should begin their life going to some church. And it doesn't really matter what denomination of church you go to. I just think that it sets a good foundation for every child to be able to understand right from wrong, you know, and also have a sense of belonging and faith. Faith, more than anything, faith, because so many people are weak with lack of faith, you know, and afraid to kind of make a move. And what you have to truly understand is that, you know, in order to progress, you have to be able to be in a space of, I can make a mistake, but I'm strong enough to carry on. You know what I'm saying?
Like that Chumbawamba song, I get back up.
You know? Oh, big time, big time, big time, big time, you know? And also, when you rise, you look back and put out a hand so that somebody else can come. That's how I was brought up, and I'm not perfect or anything like that, but it just gives me some groundation.
Are there any of those gospel tunes that still resonate in your mind?
Many, many, many.
You drop one on us?
My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for he has cleansed and made me whole. His love for me would never grow old. My God is real, for I can feel it in my soul.
It's Maxi Priest. He's through tomorrow here at the Blue Note, and just being such a great cat today, spreading a message of positivity, singing a little with his beautiful voice for us here on All Things Considered. I hope you had fun, my brother. I really appreciate your time.
It's always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. You are a very good, very, very good DJ. God bless you.
God bless you too, brother.
Maxi Priest.
I don't care what they do to me, I'm alright. And I don't care what they say about me, I'll be fine.
Talk to them, Mossy.
Cause the music makes me feel like dancing, and my feet keeps moving to the song. And through the speakers, I can hear it blasting.